This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. You're talking about NetJets during the break, Seth. What were you saying about NetJets to me?
I was saying that I'd rather, if I were in the market for a private jet, I would totally be a NetJets guy before I was...
Instead of owning one.
I'd never want my own jet. Well, NetJets has a really good safety rating. And also just, I don't like signing contracts no matter what. Even though I'd be signing a contract with NetJets.
Yeah.
But it's a year-by-year thing. I'm not tied to something for the rest of my life.
Refresh my memory. Didn't you take flying lessons at one point?
I was a private pilot with a license.
You had a license?
And almost got my instrument rating. So then I quit.
So are you a backseat driver when you're on a plane? Like, do you walk up to the cockpit? Like, if you're sitting, you fly a lot, so you wind up in first class quite a bit. Do you like that? Because it's easy. It's a short walk for you to just poke your head in the cockpit and go, I would turn here if I were you.
Yeah, at the end, I get off the plane. I'm like, I probably should have used the flaps a little bit more on that landing there. Right. That's all right. You'll be better next time.
You know, guys, so. I was looking at the map feature on the screen in front of me there, and we're going the wrong way. If we're trying to land in Houston, there's a shorter way that you can go right now.
I basically, I'm too absent-minded. I know that. You know that.
Yeah.
You really know that. And I decided I had too many fatal flaws. It was going to end in fire.
Yeah.
However, it ended with me being a private pilot. At least I wouldn't have a long and drawn-out death. But I didn't want it to necessarily be quite as soon as it inevitably would be I kept flying airplanes.
That is the way to go. I mean, you're going to know for about a minute and a half that it's going to end. But when it ends, it ends quickly. Yes.
Oh, and my God, does the FAA freak out when you decide to have a few beers while you're flying an airplane? I did. I did not do that. I did when I would mess around with my flight simulator. You get on a flight simulator and you try to operate with all the flying the pattern and listening to flight control, all that stuff. A couple beers, it'll affect your performance.
Yes.
Oh, my advice to all the kids out there. Try not to drink when you're flying an airplane.
That's really good advice.
Yeah.
It is excellent advice. All right, question. Christian Javier, 5 innings pitched, 2 earned runs. He has now started 1 Major League Baseball game in the last 15 months or so. Here's Joe Espada before I ask the question to the audience. Let's see what Joe Espada thought of Christian Javier's performance last night.
That was really, really good performance. He looked strong. I think he pitched to some trouble there, and he had all his pitches working. Aside from the home run for breaking the first, I thought he was really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, literally. Seth, I can write that off to just nerves of being back out on the mound for the first time in 15 months
and getting comfortable, right? And that's about as much as you could hope for, other than the storybook no hitter or something like that. That's about the way you'd want it to go. If he's going to face adversity, that it early on when he's just still getting comfortable and ends up being really good after that, and he's pitching opposite of a Cy Young candidate who the Astros offense ends up running after the fifth inning. It was really, really good.
This is indicative, though, of just how slippery a slope and how thin things are with the Astros. It may be indicative of whether or not Dana Brown should have gone a little harder after some pitching at the deadline. Is that I think if the playoffs started tomorrow and you're playing, let's pretend you're playing in a, you know, a best three out of, I guess best of three, whatever. You're playing in a playoff series, whether it's wild card, ALDS, whatever, where you need three pitchers, you know, to at least to, you know, get through the initial part of the series. I think it's Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez in some order, you know, maybe depending on matchups. But those are your top two, unquestionably. I think equally unquestionably right now, Christian Javier would be your third starter in a playoff series. And that is a scary proposition considering how little Major League Baseball pitching he's done over the last year and a half.
Yeah, my whole thought about your trade deadline acquisitions for the pitchers are going to be the guys you got coming back from IL. It kind of takes a hit when on the day that Christian Javier has his first start back that Josh Hader ends up with mysterious shoulder discomfort. Yeah. So that's on that side of it, at least there's a little, hopefully it really is just genuinely shoulder discomfort. Yeah. And it's something that he felt in his warm up and he's being careful about it. He's being a veteran and a pro and he's heading it off in the past. That's what I'm hoping for right now.
I am too. How comfortable are you with Brian Abreu being your closer for this team?
I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
You think I'm not comfortable? I'm totally comfortable. Why would you suggest I'm not comfortable?
Well, no.
Everything about me is comfortable right this moment.
Like
it's so
that,
weird.
You're like
so weird that you would. So weird that you would suggest I might be uncomfortable.
You're like that Martin Short character on SNL back in the day. Why do you ask me that? Are you smoking? I forget the guy's name. I you know.
He was the tobacco company. Right?
That's what it was.
Why did you ask sweating. Me that? Yeah. Like, sir, all these studies show that secondhand smoke. Yeah. Where are you getting that? I don't think I've ever seen that. That's not what our studies show.
That was you just now. And maybe the presence of Abreu makes me a little less uncomfortable about the news we got with Josh Hader. And if you're just now tuning in and you didn't stick with the Astros game till the ninth inning last night and watch this De Los Santos guy and Bennett Sousa bring the ship into the shore for the save situation.
And Yiner.
And Yiner is the catcher. Yeah. Josh Hader did not pitch last night because he has shoulder discomfort. He showed up at the ballpark with shoulder discomfort. And I guess from a closer standpoint, I mean, Brian Abreu's not Josh Hader. Few people are, but he can close games and he's got closer stuff too, I think. The big thing I saw yesterday, or last night, Ryan Presley is out on the street, Seth. Do you bring Ryan Presley, park him at the front of the car wash, and then hit the on button for the Astros pitcher car wash, and then run him through there with all that tire cleaner and rust proofing and whatever else?
I guess it's two parts of that question. I'm all for bringing him in. And, you know, yeah, run him through the Astros car wash. But you're not bringing him in as the closer. Per se,
not if you have Brian Abreu on the roster. No,
right,
I mean, yeah,
right.
but I mean, there's a ripple effect. You know, Ryan Abreu is pitching the ninth. Now you need somebody to pitch the eighth. You know that.
Yeah,
there was always
awkwardness of Ryan Presley still being on the team, but having been demoted, and you know he didn't make it a secret that he wasn't happy about it.
Yeah,
this feels like there would be a little bit of a reset on. That it might not feel as awkward. It might just feel more like a seamless, like, hey, we're bringing everybody back into the fold, and Ryan Presley's just the latest one.
Look, he got DFA'd by the Cubs. If he's feeling awkward about not being the closer on the team, you don't sign him. I mean, if he's still that emotional about it.
I'd be really surprised if he did feel awkward.
Yeah, so I do too. I am too.
It feels, it might in some ways feel more, you might get the better version of him. Whatever he has left in the tank these days, because he's back in a comfortable environment, and whatever awkwardness they may have been, I think that's just kind of thrown out the window.
Yeah,
so I'm all for bringing him back, but I don't only if he's genuinely cool with being a guy that might come in the seventh inning or the sixth inning.
Yeah, he's got to be for sure. Yeah, I would do it. I would definitely do it. And he's getting his money from the Cubs, so it's not going to be a salary issue. I'm guessing he comes in, it's the vet minimum for it.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. For the love of God, text message, can we stop putting Hector Neris out there? Yeah. Another guy we brought back who I like having
but
around.
He's so much fun.
Amy and I are sitting there, and it's 7-2, and it's the seventh inning. And I say, you know, because Amy and I both have to get up early. We're like, okay, if they're still up 7-2 after this inning, we'll hightail it out of here. And then in comes Hector Neris. So doop 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 doop. Next thing you know, it's 7-6.
Hector
like, Neris, I guess we're just, still leaving. We were planning
he's
on
so
going.
So damn likable. But then just the other likable thing about the Astros that you can only like when a team is winning is Jesus Sanchez and Jose Altuve on the base paths at the same time. It's such a recipe
oh my God.
For a Benny Hill skit.
Oh,
just
oh my God. Are you, sir, ready to get petty in the next segment?
Oh yeah. I've been thinking about it all night. I barely slept last night.
Pettycast. Yeah. We got some good ones in here too, man.
I'm warmed up. I'm ready to go.
We got some good petties in here, man. So Pettycast, textures in. 713-572-4610. We'll do the Tuesday Pettycast. Hey, about an hour from now, James Palmer is going to join us. Formerly of CSN Houston and the NFL Network. Just big news with him career-wise yesterday with The Athletic that we'll get to. We'll get his thoughts on some of the camps that he's been to, stuff he's been watching around the NFL. We love catching up with James Palmer. We'll do that at 9 o'clock on the show today. Stay there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.